Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena Jenna from Time Out Bookstore.
Morena.
How's it going?
It's good. This is my first Call of Duty for 2025 for work, so
just
easing back in.
Now, we had a bit of a quick recap. You made it along to the BFM Christmas party.
Oh, gosh, that was so great. It's such a good time. Saw some new songs by Anthony Tonin, which is very exciting. Cream Jean were great. And it was my first Mockatron experience.
You said there were some great sunglasses being rocked during that rave.
Loved it. I just saw the new generation rocking the sunglasses.
Sunglasses at night. It's all good. It's a-okay.
It looked super cool.
Now, this morning, we just before we got into Loose Reads, we played some Patti Smith, a song called Dancing Barefoot. Now, why did we play that, Patti Smith?
Well, the book that I'm reviewing today is a book that I read in late November last year, and I was like, oh, it really like jumped up to one of my favorite books of 2024.
Okay.
And the title takes a line from Dancing Barefoot, Some Strange Music Draws Me In. This is written by Griffin Hansberry, and it's published by Daunt Books, who, I tell you what, everything I've read by Daunt, published by Daunt Books recently has I've loved it, so I'm keeping a close eye on them. But speaking of generational differences, this does capture a bit of that in the story. So first, a little bit about Griffin Hansberry. He was the first psychoanalyst to practice and publish as an openly transgender. He lives in Manhattan. He transitioned in the 90s. I think this is his third book, so he's well known around the traps. He has written a book that starts in 1984. It's set in Swatham, Massachusetts, so very small town. Small town coming of age summer vibes. The main character is a girl called Mel or Melanie, and it really captures that visceral, sense heavy descriptions of a teenage summer.
Mm-hmm.
And she has this, you know, it's very like she doesn't feel comfortable in her own skin. She has this best friend. Her mum has her own sort of stuff going on. She's a little bit left on her own. And she meets this woman called Sylvia, who's this striking trans woman who's come back to the small town after living in New York. And this is capturing the Patti Smith. She lived in the Chelsea Hotel. She knew all the characters from the Walk on the Wild Side song. She was living that pulsing, open, vibrant New York City life and has come back. So she's sharing this with Mel, who's just so encapsulated by her, but doesn't really get why other people in the town think she may be a threat. So there's this threat of danger throughout this narrative of the prejudice and safety of Sylvia and Mel being connected to her. So that's one of the storylines. And the other storyline is set in 2019. And we have Max, who's formerly Mel, a trans man. He's a professor. And he is ironically on probation for using anti-trans language in his class. So this is, so when he's on probation, he goes back to his hometown. His mother has died, and he's clearing out her house and spending time with his sister. And this is kind of capturing that like academic versus small town, son in prison, sister, and the conflicts there, and maybe perhaps like small minded views on like transgender situations. So he's thinking back to what happened when he was young and those thoughts that he had. But what he really sensitively and intelligently does as an author, and gets this character, and maybe there's some crossover in that, is capturing this generational difference of trans experience and like how maybe perhaps how that experience would be now with the internet and community access to community, where perhaps earlier it was, and when in the small town experience was just a different experience. It's like when you watch RuPaul's Drag Race and you have the older queens, and then the newer queens come in and they're 20 and they've grown up watching RuPaul's Drag Race, and that's always been in their zeitgeist ether, where perhaps the older queens are like, girls, you don't know what you know, this, you had it a lot easier. So and it's not saying anything's right or wrong, it's just presenting these ideas or questions, yes, out there, which, yep, I think is really great. And for like, as a, you know, cis straight person, I was just like, oh well, I haven't thought about these, many of these things before. I found it was just a really great story. There's also a bit of a crime mystery through it, and so that always keeps you going. And I think this is a really great book for if you love Just Kids by Patti Smith, which I think she was in that small town and moved to New York with barely any money in her pocket and meets Robert Mapplethorpe and stuff. This is like what was happening there, the rumors of that spreading to these outer small towns, and what these young kids were hearing about what they could potentially experience. Mm. It's like, you know, setting up the next step for them. Yeah, so I just thought it was such a great book. I really enjoyed it, and I would really recommend it as a good summer read.
Sounds like there's many layers to it.
Exactly. So it's kind of saga-ish, but lots of layers, lots of questions. Some are answered, some aren't. It has a really great ending as well, I thought, which was very satisfying.
Oh, nice. Yeah, spoiler, it's so alert. Good when you get a great ending. You're
I know. So I was really gutted because I'd read this before Christmas and we didn't have stock of it, but we do have stock of it now. So now I'm going to sell the heck out of it.
All right, up at Time Out Bookstore in Mount Eden.
Yes, so Some Strange Music Draws Me In, Griffin Hansbury. It's $28. It's published by Daunt Books.
All right. Hey, Jenna from Time Out, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was Loose Reads.